Look at your fucking suntan, like a leather man. Your skin, you can make a fucking suitcase out of you, old all. Look like a crocodile, fat bastard. You look like a fucking Idi Amin, you know what I mean?
Don't we make you laugh? Aren't we fucking funny?
You best come up with an answer, because I'm going to come back here and check on you and your mama. If you ain't got a reason why you hate clowns, I'm going to kill your whole fucking family.
Fantastic. Yes, I am well aware that I have not recorded this show in quite a few days, but I got reasons. I've been doing stuff. I'm trying to get myself cultured. I'm trying to get myself, you know, what do they call that? Like, besides cultured? Like, in touch with the arts and stuff, like that kind of thing. A few days ago, I went to the Getty with my friend Alex, filmed a video of him super kicking me in the elevator. It was quite hilarious, as they call it. Who is they? The Germans. The Germans found it quite hilarious when he kicked me in the ass. So how's everybody doing? Hope you're all doing fantastic. You know what I love about living in Los Angeles? That we employ the most lying-ass weather people on the planet, and they don't get fired. Now, they predicted rain, thunderstorms. I was all ready, too. I had my camera ready. I was like, oh, man, if there's some fucking thunderstorms, I'm gonna be taking pictures of all these thunderstorms and lightning. Oh, the lightning! Nothing. We didn't get a damn smidgen. They didn't get any measurable rain. In the small, tiny places that it did rain, there wasn't really that much rain. So I feel gypped off, I'm pissed off, and I want my damn rain. I want rain. We don't get rain enough here in Los Angeles. Like right now, you would think it's not summer because it's not hot, but it's like bright, clear blue skies. There's not a cloud in the damn sky. People are walking around wearing shorts. I'm wearing shorts and a tank top, which pretty much means that I'm not leaving the house, because I never leave the house in shorts and a tank top unless I'm rushing downstairs to take out the trash. There's parts of my arm that have not seen sunlight since the 80s, when I was a child and I could walk around and run around like a lunatic wearing almost nothing. That's how long it's been. I'm surprised like the top parts of my arms aren't like pure white. That would be awesome and amazing looking, by the way. So yeah, me and Alex went to the Getty, and that was fun. Running around screaming like a bunch of jackasses. I got the scream at the top of my lungs, Leroy Jenkins. I got the scream that really loud because this lady cut us off when we were driving down Santa Monica. This bitch made her own lane. We're driving right past Wilshire here in Los Angeles. We're driving past Wilshire on Santa Monica Boulevard heading towards West Hollywood. And it's two lanes. This woman decides to make her own lane and almost hits us on my side of the car. So I start screaming. We both start screaming. And we're stuck in traffic just waiting to catch up with her. And she had some license plate that said, like, go kitty or go catty. Something like that. So I was like, okay, she's an animal person. This is fine. Okay, let's see what happens. Because, like I've mentioned before, when people are really, 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 really into animals, they hate people. They hate humans all that much more. So we finally caught up with her on Santa Monica. Like I said, there was a lot of traffic. So we finally caught up with her. It's like this young-ass girl with super tinted-ass windows. We should have her ass arrested because you ain't supposed to have windows that damn tinted unless you're part of NWA. If you're in NWA, it's fine to have your windows that tinted because you got, like, weapons and Glocks and stuff hidden in your car. But otherwise, it'll make no damn sense that she had her windows that tinted. So I'm supposed to be hanging out with Alex again soon this week. Tomorrow is Flo's birthday, so everybody wish Flo happy birthday. I know you don't know who Flo is. I used to work with her, hung out with her a few times, and it was fun. She's the one I went to go see Kick-Ass with Kyoshi with. And by the way, Kyoshi's monkey ass is off to Japan. I'm assuming he's on a plane right now in Japan. That should be hilarious. I told him he better come back looking different. If he comes back from Japan looking exactly the same, that's some old bullshit, and I'm not gonna believe he even went to Japan. So ha. So besides all my other ramblings and things I've been up to, because I've been up to more than that, it's just not all that entertaining. So how are y'all doing? Once again, I have some random stuff I want to talk about. And then, yay, I got listener questions. That's going to be for the second half of the show after I play an awesome-ass Danko Jones song. Thank you, Julia, for introducing me to this band that I did not know existed. But now that I do, I am very happy, because I love finding new music, because there's so much shit-tacular music out there that when somebody introduces me to a new band, I'm just like, yes, it's so awesome. Now, a lot of these reports I got to read are celebrity-based. They're celebrity-based reports. And They concern a lot of celebrities I'm not too fond of. So forgive me now if I sound a little bit angry as I'm reading some of these stories or when I go on my bitch fest after reading each story. First story is about Lindsay Lohan. For those of you who don't know, her punk ass years ago drunk driving with cocaine on her, and they put a little bracelet on her and she got out of that shit somehow. And then she was over in Cannes drinking and partying, and they have a photo of her. And I was talking to my friend Camille about this. Why the fuck would you have people take photos of you with illegal shit going on when you're already in trouble? Like, she's already in trouble with the law. While she's in Cannes, she has like 3 more days of rehab shit and classes she's supposed to be going to that she's not taking care of. She's over in Cannes partying. And then this picture, she's sitting there holding a cigarette, and there's bottles of booze around her and an obvious on the table line of cocaine. Yeah, that happened. And she's still not in jail. So she gets her monkey ass back here, and everybody's just like, okay, Lindsay, here, we're gonna give you this bracelet. Now, with this bracelet, I'll read the damn story. It says, the alcohol monitoring device got a makeover since Lindsay last rocked it back in 2007. It's now smaller, sleeker, and lighter. Lindsay was put into her new scram bracelet right inside the courthouse when Judge Marsha Revel also informed Lohan that she would be meeting with a probation officer on Thursday. Until the judge decides she can remove it, Lindsay Lohan must wear the device at all times, even in the shower. Dun, dun, dun. So yeah, her punk ass has to wear this damn bracelet. It's so funny because I know she's gonna find some way around it. Like, everybody's saying how she can't go a day without drinking and partying and doing drugs and shit. She will find some magical Lucky Charms ass way to get out of wearing that bracelet. I just imagine the weird ass tan line she's gonna have. And the next story is about Jesse James, everyone's favorite cheater, Jesse James. There's supposed to be an interview with him tomorrow night. I'm gonna watch that shit because they say he break down crying. Now, this story is about his ex-wife who wants custody. His name is Janine Lidmolder. She wants custody of their daughter, Sunny James, to Jesse while she was serving. She lost custody of the kid when she was serving 6 months in prison back in 2009 for tax evasion. It says Lynn Mulder, who is now a free woman and claims she's ready to get 50-50 custody back, but she's too broke to pay a lawyer to handle the case, so she's filed documents in Orange County, California, asking the judge to make Jesse spot her a cool $5,000 for legal fees. Really? Let me give you some money so you can sue me properly. Fuck that. And she's already saying that he's not gonna do it. Like, she's pretty damn sure that he's not gonna cough up the cash for her. He shouldn't. And the thing is like, she wants 50-50 custody. I mean, yeah, he cheated on Sandra Bullock, and that was a really fucked up thing to do, Mr. James. That was a really fucked up thing to do. But it doesn't make him, like, some monster who's incapable of taking care of children or something. Or maybe it does. I mean, if he's fucking Bombshell McGee, who is a total creepazoid to me, that's a creepy-ass looking woman. I don't care what anybody says. I'm sure some of you out there listening to this show have a thing for Bombshell McGee. And I'm not saying even her tattoos make her look creepy, because she does have some cool-looking tattoos, besides, like, the Nazi shit. But she does have some cool-looking tattoos, but just her as herself, she looks like a very creepy woman. And if my father divorced my mother and he started dating some woman who looked like Bombshell McGee, I would go over her house even less than I already do, because I don't like seeing creepy-ass looking people in person. Like I've told you, I've seen Donatella Versace in person, scared the shit out of me. I've seen her daughter in person, also scared the shit out of me. So I'm not trying to have my daddy banging some Bombshell McGee looking woman. What am I even talking about at this point? Anyway, next story, Tila Tequila. Everyone knows how I feel about Tila Tequila. She looks like an anteater. She's a very creepy looking person. And she's talking shit about Lindsay Lohan too. She's gonna be on that next season of that celebrity rehab show with Dr. Drew. And they're saying they're gonna cancel the shit because a lot of people aren't signing up for it. Like a lot of different celebrities aren't signing up. But Tila Tequila said on her damn blog, I finally admitted to myself that I cannot rely on taking prescription pills every day for the rest of my life. Really? In another classy move, Tila added, I must not be another Lindsay Lohan. But a few paragraphs later, she suggests that Lindsay Lohan join her on Celebrity Rehab. Oh, Tila, 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 just go away. I'm mad that this girl hasn't gone away yet because she's not hot. I know a lot of people are into Tila Tequila. Like, seriously, a lot of people are. I remember I used to see her in, like, Maxim or Stuff or one of those magazines when I worked in a porn shop. And I was like, this girl looks terrifyingly creepy. And then she came out with that show, which was just an excuse for her to just fucking make out with a lot of different people every single time she was on camera. She ended up doing that shit and just looked she looked creepier moving than she does in pictures. She's like the opposite of Fergie from Black Eyed Peas. Like, Fergie from Black Eyed Peas, in videos, I'm like, whoa, Fergie's hot. Like, Fergie moving is hot. But then photos of Fergie, she don't look as good. It's really weird and backwards how that works. Next story is about Brittany Murphy's husband, or late husband, because now he was a widower, but now he's dead. Simon Monjak, widower of Brittany Murphy, was found dead late Saturday night at his home in the Hollywood Hills, the same home where his wife Brittany Murphy collapsed and eventually died 5 months earlier, and both bodies were discovered by the same woman. Damn, that sucks. Law enforcement sources say Brittany's mother, Sharon Murphy, found Monjak unconscious in the master bedroom around 9:30 p.m. and then called 911. Monjak was pronounced dead sometime after paramedics arrived when resuscitation efforts failed. Monjak reportedly died from cardiac arrest, though nothing officially has been determined. The similarities are remarkable. Murphy was found unconscious by her mother, Sharon. Sharon found Simon unconscious as well. Murphy was found in the master bedroom. Simon was found in the master bedroom of the same home. Paramedics administered CPR to Simon. Simon administered CPR to Brittany, and they may have both died from cardiac arrest 5 months apart. Law enforcement sources tell us prescription bottles were found in the house, as they were when Brittany Murphy died, but there were no illegal drugs, and there's no sign of suicide or foul play. As a result, LAPD has closed their investigation. It's all in the coroner's hand now. God damn! Seriously, there's all kind of foul play shit. Like, people always say foul play when it's like another person was not involved. Like, that's always a reason for foul play. We need to change this whole thing of foul play. And we need to change this whole nonsense about illegal drugs. Because people be having prescription pills, and that should be illegal because most of it's not them. You ever hear women walking down the mall or walking down the street and it sounds like their damn purse is full of Tic Tacs? Like, all you hear is a bunch of rattling and shit going on from all the shit and purse, like all the prescription pills inside their purses and stuff? Yeah. That's what I'm imagining this shit's like, because they said Brittany Murphy had an assload of drugs in her house. See, they want to say prescription pills. I say drugs. She had an assload of drugs in her house, and now her damn husband, who ain't old either, because Brittany Murphy's only 32 when she died, and I think this dude's like 39, and he looked really creepy. And this poor Brittany Murphy's mother. Damn, poor Brittany mother's... Ah, damn it, I'm all scrambled up today. Brittany Murphy's mom ended up finding two fucking dead people in the same house. I don't see why she stayed in that house. Like, if I live somewhere and a relative died in that damn house, that shit's gonna skeeve me out for the rest of my life, and I'm gonna find out how to move as fast as possible. Especially if it's your kid. I remember my grandfather died in my grandmother's house, and that shit was creepy to me. Like, going over there after that for years, it was still really creepy to go over there. So I couldn't imagine having, like, a kid die in your damn house, and you still live in there, and you go in the same goddamn bedroom, and this fat son of a bitch went and died in the same room? Come on. Oh, God. I swear, if I was a mother, I would have just been like, really? Really, God? Really? That would have been my reaction to that whole nonsense. So I've been babbling way longer than I intended. So I'm going to get to my listener questions after this break, and I'll talk to you all in a minute.
First date, electricity. When you walk in, you suck my circuitry. Back it up with attitude. When people sweat it out, you always play it cool. I think I know you. I'm gonna bet that you like Super Chunk and Joan Jett. Get your quick fix in my car. You got a sweet tooth and I'm your chocolate bar.
Your sweet ass goes on and on and on and on and on and I say gonna do all the things all the couples like to do. We're gonna go to a movie, we're gonna have some dinner, take a walk, look at the moonlight. Anything you want, but baby, I got a question. Do you kiss on the first date?
Kiss on the first date? Do you? Can you answer me that question? Do you kiss on the first date? I think you should. You should kiss on the first date. I don't know why you won't. Stop being such a prude. Do it. Just kiss on the first date. Unless they look like they have bad breath. If they look like they got bad breath, I would not kiss. That was Danko Jones, by the way. Julia turned me on to that band, and they're fantastic. And Julia and her friend Alyssa, I hope I'm saying her name right. That's what's wrong with names like that. Like, I love the way the name sounds, but I'm never sure if I'm saying it correctly. It could be Eliza or Alyssa. I'm hoping it's Alyssa. Otherwise, I'll just look like an ass while I'm answering these listener questions. My apologies if that horrible song gets stuck in your head. You can find it on YouTube. Just type in the Trololo song and you'll be able to find it. Now, first question comes from Hazel. Everyone knows Hazel. Hazel always has good listener questions. She said, or she asked rather, if you had to choose a living person to be a superhero, who would that be and why? It could be a politician, celebrity, friend. Who would you trust to be that guy? If you nominate yourself, please give one other possibility too. Damn it! Because she knew I was going to just say me. God, I'm trying to sit here thinking. I've drawn friends as superheroes. I remember drawing Camille as Jess Wright. That was her superhero character. I've drawn people as superheroes. I'm trying to think which one of my friends would I empower with the ability to be a superhero and think that they could do a superhero job. Now, when I say superhero, I mean like Batman type superhero stuff where they just whooping folks' asses. They're not Boy Scouts like Superman was. Damn it, this is actually a hard question. I probably should have thought about this before I started reading it, huh? Who would I trust to be a superhero out of all of my friends? Ah, man, my friends are all too reasonable. Why y'all gotta be so damn reasonable and stuff? Damn it, seriously. Okay, I'm just fine. I'm just starting off with myself. If I could trust myself, I nominate me, Dante, as a superhero. I'd be like the Midnighter. If you don't know who the Midnighter is, look him up. I'd be like the Midnighter, but not gay. That'd be me. I would be a superhero, and I'd be awesome, and I should be a superhero because I would stop crime. The crime rate would drop 99% overnight. I've said this before. If you gave me the ability and super, if you gave me a license to whoop ass, not license to kill, even though that might happen just by accident. If you happen to be in the house when I use my battering ram on it, because I need a forklift, and I need a 2x4. If you want me to rid the city of crime, those are the things you need to supply me with, and that'd be fantastic. But seriously, I'm gonna have to get back to the whole which friend would I have as a super, or a politician or a celebrity. I would use John Malkovich as a superhero just because he would do awesome monologues. Like, if John Malkovich was a superhero, I would love to hear, like, half the shit that came out of his mouth. It'd be fantastic. Even if he was threatening to whoop my ass, it would sound cool. So, yeah, John Malkovich. That's who I'd choose to be a hero. So, there. Thank you, Hazel, for your question. Now, Julia and her friend Alyssa, their questions. How do you take your tea? See, I'm not a professional tea drinker. I drink, you know, cheap-ass Lipton tea. You know, you boil it, throw the bag in the water, and just let it happen. And I add an assload of sugar to it. There used to be this place over here on La Siena and Melrose that was really fucking awesome called Mr. T's? It was this nice-ass tea house over here, and they closed the damn thing down. But it was so cool you could just go sit there in the back area. You were surrounded by bushes and stuff, and you just keep refilling your tea and just drink an assload of really good tea. It was so delicious. But in general, when I drink tea, it's usually just with sugar. I know when I had some Lipton tea with Flo, she put milk in it, and I started doing that just because it looked cool. I was like, oh, really? Milk in your tea? I never thought about that. So yeah, I guess I'll just stick with sugar because I haven't ran around mixing milk with other forms of tea that I have. Next question. What was my favorite memory as a child? It's kind of a toss-up between 4th of July. 4th of July used to be fucking awesome in Los Angeles because it was still legal to pop fireworks. So it's a toss-up between that and awesome Christmases. Because when I had an awesome Christmas, I was just, you know, the happiest damn kid on the planet. So those are my favorite memories of childhood. It's Christmas and 4th of July. 4th of July was fun because the entire neighborhood would be outside, it'd be dark. And it was like the one day of the year when my mother wouldn't make us come inside when the street lights came on. So the whole entire street would just be outside and everybody would be popping fireworks and telling jokes and laughing. My brother Luther threw a sparkler up in a tree and we were waiting for the tree to burst into flames. It was really cool. The next question, are there any sense of smells that will bring out a positive memory? Yes, whenever I smell a lawn being cut, like whenever workers are working on the lawn, this will understand why people hire people to do that, because I used to love mowing the lawn when I was little. When I was finally able and allowed, because my ass was tiny, like I said, I was a very tiny child, when they finally let me, my father, mow the lawn, I was so happy because it was such a cool ass thing to do. And I love the smell of like a freshly cut lawn. That always brings back good memories. Whenever I smell a freshly cut lawn, I'm just like, oh, that smells so nice. I love that. And the last question, how do you like your pancakes or waffles? I rarely eat waffles. I used to fuck waffles up when I was a little kid, but I don't eat waffles as much anymore as an adult. But when I did eat waffles, I would always microwave them or cook them really fast to where they didn't get crunchy, because there's something about a crunchy waffle that I just do not like. I always liked when waffles were just like all soggy, and if they were crunchy, I'd put so much butter and syrup on them until they were soggy. As for pancakes, I fucking love me some pancakes. I love going to IHOP, and every time I go to IHOP, I get the same thing. I'll either get chicken strips and a short stack of pancakes, or I will just get a short stack of pancakes, and I always use their strawberry syrup. There's a strawberry syrup that they have there that's it's just delicious, but for some damn reason, whenever I buy the strawberry syrup anywhere else, it tastes like the kind you put on ice cream, and it's not the same thing, and it tastes horrible. So I like pancakes just with strawberry syrup and butter, and they taste delicious. And I like my waffles soggy, not crunchy. So thank you, Hazel, Julia, and hopefully Alyssa, for your questions. So I think that's it for this episode. Yeah. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Hope y'all enjoyed my random ass talking about everything. Thank all everybody again, once again, for the listener questions. I'll try not to wait too damn long to do another episode. I know I'm supposed to record with Josh. I'm supposed to record with Alex. Maybe I'll just, you know, have both of them on one episode. And I'll have to limit their asses, because I know I can end up doing hours with each one of them individually. And it's not fun sitting here editing all that. It really isn't. That's probably the only thing about doing these shows that I don't like. That and the fact that Podomatic isn't free. I'm serious, y'all. I only got like a couple more episodes worth of space until I have to expand my account one more damn time. So all you people who listen to my show on Podomatic, you're going to have to start going to dantania.blogspot.com pretty soon. dantania.blogspot.com. Once again, you can read my articles and just check out theoldshow.com. thaoshow.com, because that's an awesome ass show. My fillyourfoodhole.blogspot.com. And I'm on Twitter. I haven't checked it in a couple of days because nobody writes me. I usually just go on there and talk shit to folks. But that's twitter.com/season_premiere if you want to just see me bugging the fuck out of folks. So everybody take care. Have an awesome ass week. And I'll talk to y'all soon. Rockets.
This is fucking worse than an R.L. Stein book. This is terrible. It's fucking worse than an episode of Family Guy. This is fucking worse than The Da Vinci Code, both the novel by Dan Brown and the film. This is fucking worse than anything that's ever happened. This is a fucking horse cock in a tiny mouth. This is the worst. This is bullshit.